S W V. Oh, I'm so into you. So right, so
that's
tight.
That's the joint right there.
Q Lynn.
That's the joint. That 90s joint right there.
You know what?
What y'all know about that?
Q Lynn, you are so right. That's the joint. Oh, my goodness.
I'm so into you. I was jamming.
Oh, you were jamming.
Hey. Hey. That's my joint right there. Y'all
girl.
Know about that. That's some 90s music.
Oh.
I had a certain playlist I was going to play today, but I was like, you know what? I'm still real 90s R&B-ish today, so we're going to break out. We're going to be playing all 90s R&B on this show. It's going to be a great show.
Q-Lynn.
We got someone to talk about. What's going on, Will? What you up to?
Oh.
What you up to?
Hey, Q-Lynn. I'm just trying to get over that last jam that you requested and decided to play. Man, I was jamming. You were jamming in Oklahoma. I was jamming in.
Well, I'm in Dallas.
Oh,
and that well, Dallas.
You in Dallas now?
Yeah, I don't.
You know,
yeah.
It's so hard to keep up with you because you travel so much.
Yeah, one show we was in Phoenix. One show we was in. I ain't been Oklahoma City in. I don't know how long. It's been since June. I've been gone. But yeah, all over the place. Yeah, I'm in Dallas now. Because we got some shows coming up. But yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
EB's off today. He's gone. He's moonlighting as a Uber driver this week. So he's selling a mix. He got a new mixtape out. Y'all know he can sing. So he's trying to dub this mixtape he got out to his customers, his Uber customers. So he played it for him. I believe the EP is called Fishnet Condoms or something. I think that's what he told me it was. It's called Fishnet Condoms. It's supposed to be a gospel album he's putting out. He got a gospel album called Fishnet Condoms. Y'all make sure y'all buy that on Spotify or on Apple streaming service. Fishnet Condoms is streaming. It's gonna be in stores soon. So make sure y'all check out. He gonna post it on EB for Prez. He got a gospel album called Fishnet Condoms. Y'all check for that.
Q-Lynn. You know, Studio W, you know, we are a family show. We're upstanding and right. Is this fake news?
I'm
or
saying it's a gospel album called Fishnet Condoms. I just tell you. That's what he said. He said he out here in these streets trying to see how it's gonna be for his customers. So it's called it's a gospel album, EP putting out. It's called Fishnet Condoms. I just say it. EB out here getting his money out here for Uber. But let me get off there. Shout out to EB. He killing it everywhere. He getting the accolades, the recognition. So he out here doing good things. I think he posted some new stuff. You played Luther before, you played the SWV song. He actually wrote about Luther on his website this week. Y'all check that ebforprez.com.
Well, you know, that was my, I was wondering, I understand that you were saying that EB is moonlighting as an Uber driver. Oh my God, this is the funniest thing.
And
you know,
he's trying to promote his new gospel EP coming out, so he's playing it for all his Uber customers.
Oh my God, that is too funny. Q-Lynn,
EB.
We love you. EB, let me tell you what happened. When Q-Lynn told me that you were going to take off tonight, I said, you know what? He was written up in Essence Magazine, and his brother, maybe he has a gig that he thinks is too big for Studio W, and that was my take
hilarious.
On it. Oh!
No, I told you, he moonlighting as an Uber driver this week. You know, it's always something to do on Friday nights in New York. So, he in the New York streets, getting that gospel EP popping in the street. That's what I'm telling you. That's what he's
okay,
doing.
Okay. Well, you know, I.
That's
well,
what
guess
he's
what?
Doing.
Q-Lynn.
There's multiple ways you can get it out here. He out here getting multiple revenue streams. Don't knock the hustle, Will.
Baby.
He helping the streets with that gospel EP. With the Fishnet Condoms EP.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Does he have Bluetooth in his Uber car? Can he hear? Can he hear what we are saying right now? Does he have Bluetooth in his Uber car?
Hopefully he do. He said he gonna be playing it for his customers. So hopefully he'll pull it up.
Oh my God!
He already knows.
EB,
we mess with you, EB.
You know what? There's a certain phrase that say, "You know what? You just threw my friend under the bus." Q Lynn just threw you under the metro.
Multiple streams of income he got coming in. I talk about the multiple streams of income he rejuvenating out here. With the gospel EP that he put out there.
Oh, this is funny.
It's all promotion.
EB, I got your back. Brother, I want to say that you are taking, stand up on a stage somewhere, taking an award tonight. Okay. Right. And then Q Lynn is going with the Uber thing. I don't know which is true. Will somebody please vet this and give us some correct information?
I'm giving the correct information with the Uber story.
Okay.
EB's out here doing his thing. I'm going to say, we got so much to talk about tonight. We got a special guest host. We have it on. She's going to come on a little bit after the break. When we get in the break, she should be on. But right now, it's me and Will. Will, what you been getting into before we go to break?
Oh, you know what? The buzz is about to blow up. Studio W, the buzz. Q-Lan, do you know that there are so many people that love the Soul Savage show? You know why?
Tell me how many.
I can't tell you how many right now, but there are thousands. Can we start there?
Tell them that Friday's the number one show on Studio W Buzz. Tell them that.
The number one show on Studio W Buzz, I have to be honest with you. The number one show is WB and the Mighty OT on Wednesdays. That's smooth jazz and R&B, I'm telling you right. And we light up the globe. Now, you guys on Fridays, you are number two. So I don't know.
You number two. Okay, so we fighting for your spot. Okay, gotcha.
Guess what? Because of me and the Mighty OT, we bring it. We bring it, girl.
Because you play music. If we can play music all day, listen, you run the music. When we get these little guests come in, we're going to be on fire. We trying to get that number one spot. I know this show, your station, but we're trying to get that number one spot.
Well, take it. Bring it.
We're going to try to get that number one spot. We're going to try to get it.
I have four words for you. Bring it, take it.
Ah! Hilarious. Well, if you got it ready, if you ain't spilled all your Pinot yet, you go to the next show. So we go to Savvy Update. If you got it ready for us, you go to the song, and then when we come back from break, we go with the Savvy.
I don't know what this would satisfy you or not, but I have a little Zane coming up right now, sending my love. Is that good with you? Alright, let's do this. This is Studio W The Buzz, the baddest station on the planet, and one of my favorite shows, the Soul Savage Show, here on The Buzz.
Hey.
If I could mend my heart right,
man, this is good. Q Lynn. Girl. Hey, Q Lynn, I got to tell you this right now. You're not going to believe this. Hey, you know what? The reason why, one of the reasons why, the Wednesday night show with WB and the Mighty O2 is number one, because I get a lot of music from you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I do.
Right, exactly.
You know, I call you, and you know this would be a fact. I either call you or text you, I say, Q Lynn, hey, what's your baddest jams, right? Smooth jazz and R&B. Right. Oh my goodness. Thank you so much. And your show is hilarious. It's one of my favorite shows here on Studio W The Buzz. And everybody knows that, we broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now tonight, I must make an announcement. We're celebrating, we're not celebrating, but we are announcing and acknowledging it's Breast Cancer Aware Month. And, 7 o'clock, PM, 7:30, as a matter of fact, on the PST, 8 o'clock, or 8:30 EST, 7:30 Central Time Zone, is Braxton's Back. And we are acknowledging and recognizing breast cancer awareness. So I wanted to put that out there. Okay, Q Lynn.
Cool. Yeah, that was Johnny, sending my love.
Oh, that was too cool. I love it. You know I'm playing, you know I'm playing it on Wednesday. Hey, Q Lynn, thank you so much for my number one radius on Wednesdays. Thank you.
Right, exactly. I'm about to say, you texted me that one night. I was just about to go sleep until you, called me, and I was like, I forgot it was jazz night. I was sleepy because I hadn't slept that whole day because I just, shout out to y'all that showed so much love yesterday for, I published the audio from last Friday, and y'all showed so much love. When I tell y'all, y'all showed out yesterday. That was a big response we got for the Taylor Gordon interview. It was a really good, y'all really showed up for them things. But yeah, man, we download that IMD2. I tell you people about it, tell you your kinfolk, tell you, you know, anybody you run into, tell them about the IMG2 app. You know, you listen to it in a car, you can listen to it on your way to work, to the gym. If you're at work, you could put the headphones in. Wherever you at, you got some time. Makes the work day go by easier. So tune in to the Soul Savages radio show on the IMG2 app. Also on studiow.buzz, you can go to the website and listen to it as well. Live, that's live on Friday nights. We air every Friday night. I know. Shout out to the folks in Oklahoma City. I know a lot of people, I think I could talk about a little bit about that. Marsha Ambrosia, she's doing, I know last night she was in Oklahoma City at the Ice Event Center. Shout out to Mark Fleming, the owner of Ice Event Center. He had Marsha Ambrosia at the one show. They sold out the first show, and then I believe she's performing tonight. So if you follow my Facebook, you've seen where I shared the post. Where you could have got the tickets. If you didn't get the tickets tonight, I think they already all sold out. I think they was all booked up. I only think they were selling a few at the door. I don't know, but I believe she's performing tonight. You in Oklahoma City, if you're tuning in from Oklahoma City, go down to the Ice Event Center. You can look that up. Marsha Ambrosia, you can check my Facebook on Q Lynn Green page, and you can see. Hopefully you can get in and get a ticket. I don't think there's probably going to be standing. I don't know if there's no seats left, but if you're in Oklahoma City, go to Ice Event Center. You ain't got nothing to do. Go to Marsha Ambrosia's show. She sold out, I believe. I know for sure she sold out the first show. Second show probably sold out as well. So you get two nights of Marsha Ambrosia. It's a pretty, you get your money's worth. Cause I went, well, I ain't pay for it. You know, that's kind of the perks of this job of being a journalist. You don't get to pay for none of the tickets. So
that's
I paid for a ticket in 10 years. Right, I haven't paid for a concert ticket in 10 years. That's just the perks of this, you know, you get. But yeah, I seen her earlier this year in spring. I think it was April, when I interviewed her. She was the closer, actually. It was at the Verizon Theater. It was After Seven opened, and then it was Eric Benet after that. I think her and Eric Benet were co-headlining that tour because it was called the Me Tour. DeMarcia Ambrosia and Eric Benet tour. So, yeah, it was a great show. She had a little two-piece band. Yeah, it was pretty cool. I liked it. It was very enjoyable. She had the whole crowd rocking. It was a theater. This one's more intimate. I think the Ice Event Center is more intimate, so it should be a lot of fun energy. I've been to the Ice Event Center before. Well, I don't think I've seen a performance there. I think I just did the Bilal interview there, but it was pretty cool. They had a little nice vibe going on there when I was there. I haven't been there in so long, but I plan on going there. As soon as I get a free weekend, I'm going to try to make it because they are Ice Event Center always got something going down. That's where I know your favorite person, Macko. I got to hit him up, make sure he's still coming on next week. He performs there almost every Friday. They always got some comedian. I think Funny as F is tonight as well. So it's some comedian. He's pretty popular. I forgot his name, but he's performing there, I think, this evening too. So shout out to the Ice Event Center, Mark, everybody that goes there. It's going to be pretty cool. But, yeah, we'll get to these savvy updates real quick.
Okay, I have a question to ask you, though. I really have a question to ask you. So you said Mac is supposed to come on next week?
He's supposed to be.
Oh, now. Okay. I want you to do something for me. Sure. You tell Mac.
I got so many. Yeah.
You tell Mac. No, for me.
Okay. They got so many emails. I got to tell them. I told him that they've been asking for him to come back on, but he booked out here in the street.
You
but
know,
hopefully he can come
Lynn,
on next week.
Q-Lynn, you have to understand that the buzz is as big as you get. And if he has an opportunity to come on the Soul Savage show, okay, no. We're not going to settle for that. You tell Mac we expect him next week.
Hilarious. Hopefully.
No, I'm not talking hopefully. Okay, do I need to call Mac personally?
Hey, you already know, how it is with booking guests on. You know, sometimes, it's a hit or miss sometimes.
No.
You gotta keep the party rolling.
No. So, see, Mac promised us that and whenever we needed him back on, he would be on. Now, I don't want him to have to pull. No. I don't want him to have to pull, you know, what our favorite host, EB, right? See, you say he's driving Uber, but I think that I don't know. he might be negotiating a bigger deal. I don't know, Q-Land. Okay, EB?
I don't know.
So, Mac, you promised us that you would come back. I don't want to hear no if, ands, and with. No, hell
see,
with
you
that.
You trying to Ike Turner him a little bit. I'm just trying to give a room to get things.
No. Mac, if you're listening, bro, look, we expect you on, okay? Now, I don't care what you think. This is
he
big.
He's trying to strong on me.
No,
that's
Mac.
I will. I just want to say that. We got some more guests coming on, too. You can't single him out. We got two more guests we got coming on. It's going to be a packed house next week. And the week after that, we got a whole bunch of guests lined back up coming on the show. We get to these updates, talk about last week's show and the week before. I'm pulling them up right now. It's so many emails. Y'all send me so much love. I just can't thank y'all enough because y'all don't have to send these emails and talk on here, but I appreciate it. It says on here, it says, we were talking about I'm trying to figure out who this is from. Oh, they said I could say their name. Okay, this is from Linda. I'm trying to read her email name, but it's too long. I don't know if I'm saying it right. But this is from Linda. It says, I enjoyed the show. It says, this is from reference from last week. It says, you talk a lot about music. It says, how do you know so much about music? I guess she's talking about, it says here about, gigs and stuff. Linda says, you talk so much about music. How did you learn all of this? I learned all of it. Like I said, been a professional musician for 10 years, journalist, you know, part of the entertainment industry. I've had different jobs in the entertainment industry for 10 years, consistently. So, you just learn as you go. I know for sure 10 years ago I was learning as I go. I just sort of kind of absorbed it all and just been real observational. I've always took into playing in church. I played in church, and I played at different venues. I played at non-church venues, and, you know, I just learned as I go. And then also just being a student of the music and really sharpening. I feel like that's the biggest thing for me consistently getting gigs or doing anything in entertainment industry is just being a student of the craft and paying attention to how the music business works. I know a lot of, I said it before on the show last week, that a lot of people don't put emphasis on the business and feel like the talent is everything, but that's not what it is. You have to put as much focus into both. So I think I just studied the greats, the people that I was under that mentor me, that I still get advice from to this day. Because you constantly learn. I'm constantly evolving. So the stuff I know now, I think I'm just now comfortable. I hit my 10-year mark professionally earlier this year in January 20th. That was my the day I started playing professionally, over almost 20 years total with musician experience. But, yeah, it's just being a student of it and just learning so much music. And then as long as you're paying attention, you start learning along the way. But I still have more to go, but yeah, I'm finally comfortable now saying it. So yeah, just evolving as a musician and just taking along everything. And that's how I guess learned so much and everything, just taking it in. So thank you for that question. I appreciate that. We can pull some more up. This is
you know what, Kulin, can I just kind of jump in just for a second?
Yeah.
Just for a second. And I want to say to the audience around the globe that you and I met because we talked, and even deeper than that, and I hope the audience understand what you just said, because I found a passion in your voice, a passion for what you're doing. You love what you do. And so how many of us out here can enjoy what we love to do? You know, I understand that a lot of us need to make money, you know, to pay bills, blah, 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 blah. And a lot of us are in jobs that we really don't like. We hate it. But you have to do that thing to make sure that the household is intact. But Q Lynn, what I found about you, since I first talked to you, and that's the reason why you are an admired, intricate, valued, loved host on this station, this global radio network, because I found a passion. And people don't really understand. Can we all explore our passion? You have a passion for music. You have a passion for it. You love it. You love what you do. And it's not a job for you. It's something you love to do.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's the whole main point of a passion. It's not supposed to feel like a job. You know, I think at sometimes, I have to be strategic about doing certain things, especially when I have to travel to go do an interview. And, you know, it can be complicated. I think that part of it, I think a lot of things that I do, I've gotten a lot of emails, a lot of people asking a lot of questions. I don't give advice. Because everybody has their own way of doing things, and the way I've done things is sort of unorthodox, and I just go with the flow. If it feels right,
I knew you're serious, but you're also very funny.
Not that. It's just like, it's not funny about, okay, you get a last minute interview. Say, like, I gotta do an interview hypothetically tomorrow. And they email me like, hey, you know, last minute. Usually I plan it a week in advance. They say, hey, you got to be here at this hotel at 7 o'clock p.m. Mind you, say, for instance, I'm in Oklahoma City and it's in Dallas or something. And I got to make that 3-hour drive, you know, the next day. Got to arrange it. Got to find a photographer. Hopefully I find one, you know, that's available, because everybody's not available, you know, because they travel as well. So you're on everybody's time. You have to contact them, make sure that they're there, and then book it and then do that. If not, the interview's not going to happen, or you just improvise, and do it yourself. And that's most of what that job is. That's why I kind of gradually do interviews. I think I said this on. Oh, yeah. Also, I'm very terrible at promoting myself because I was on a podcast some weeks ago. I think last month it was called the Mutual Matters Radio, and we were talking today where she was asking one of the hosts, Helen Collins, and it's hosted by Helen Collins and Pastor Dan A. Thomas. He's been on the show before. But yeah, that she had asked me a question about, you know, the frustration with, you know, putting out stuff and not grabbing everybody's attention. And I'm like, sometimes it takes a little while for people to catch on to it. Sometimes it's one interview that catches on. And then, you know, I think with doing this is that a lot of people don't understand the behind the scenes. We were talking about on the podcast, like the behind the scenes stuff people don't see and how long it takes me. So that, like I said, I do everything gradually because it's a lot. It's a lot of traveling. And when you're trying to balance doing that and also being a musician, you have to take time for everything. And so instead of me stretching myself thin, I'm like very strategic on how I go about doing things. So now I'm focusing fully on doing gigs. This is my last month doing gigs. And so because I don't like traveling during the holiday time, like November, December, because the airports is always crazy with people traveling out of town and out of state and stuff like that. So I don't have time to be getting on the interstate or traveling. So once I get these out the way, then I focus on doing more journalist stuff. But if it's somebody most of the time it's all me booking people on. Just like on this show, I book everybody on, and EB picks the people he wants to have on as well. So we don't have assistants or whoever to pick it. These are my choices. This is my pick. It's not anybody that's telling me to do this. So when you own your own stuff, you're in charge of all this stuff. And a lot of people don't see the behind the scenes of what that takes. They just love seeing the aftermath. So they love seeing me taking pictures with celebrities. And I mentioned that on a podcast as well. A lot of people love seeing the after effects of taking a picture with a celebrity. But sometimes I am in a room with a celebrity, but I'm not whipping my phone out to do that because sometimes we're having a great personal conversation. And, you know, for them to trust me with information, with me being a journalist, the fact they trust me with that, I don't want to break any of that trust by just trying to whip my phone out randomly and taking pictures unless it's necessary. And most of the time I only do it when it's business related. So I don't just be taking pictures just cause. And I'm around celebrities all the time, so it's not a big deal to me. But to other people, they love the image of that. And so I just don't like when people focus so much on that. I would love for them to see the behind the scenes. That's why the other stuff, the projects I'm working on, y'all gonna see a lot of behind the scenes of what I do and pretty much my whole day into doing, whether if it's about music, being a musician or a journalist, y'all gonna see the behind the scenes. I'm trying to work on stuff like that. So yeah, thank you for all y'all writing in. And I love how y'all think it's like we got like 30 people working for us. They think it's a lot of people that think that we like, we got other people. Like I only have few staff members that help me throughout the week with the website, but majority of what you see on there, that's all me. So if you post something on there, it's me commenting. So it's not sometimes I have my assistant that answers some emails, but most of the time I'm answering it just to make sure there's no confusion if it's something important. But I love how people don't know it's me running this whole thing, and that's so cool. But yeah, thank y'all for all the emails. I'm fixing to look through some more.
Right. You know, Akulin, if I may chime in, you know, as president and CEO of Studio W, I absolutely love you. You are talented, brilliant, and the most outrageous host that I have on this show. I mean, on the station. But I absolutely love you because we need to bring that dynamic, because sometimes we need to hear, not sometimes, we need to hear the truth. And you're going to say it the way you feel, and that's what the audience needs to know. I have a question for you. I have a song queued up for you, Manifa. Okay? And I also have a song that I picked that you didn't pick that I want to dedicate to you. And I was wondering
what is it?
if I may have.
Play that one first before you play Marisa. Play that one.
No, no, no. Okay.
We'll wait for
It was Rufus and Chaka Khan, Ain't Nobody.
Okay, play that one.
Okay, I'm gonna do that, and we'll come back and play your song, please. But this is dedicated to you, and it has a special meaning to it, because. Kulin Green, the Soul Savage Show. All right. Goodness. Hey, I had to do that for you.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Ain't nobody.
Come on, girl.
A jam like that.
Hey.
Shout out to Chaka's background singers that he's killing. I remember I was in L.A. I think it was earlier this year, and it was a show she did, and they was killing. They was rocking. Shout out to Tony Scruggs. She be killing. I know, I forgot the other two background singers, but I know Tony Scruggs for sure. She be killing background vocals. She's something serious.
Well, yeah. You know, I just wanted to dedicate it to me, to you, rather, because it just resembles what you're all about.
Yeah, great. Love Chaka.
Love it.
Excuse me.
Are you sipping on some Pinot?
I'm not sipping on nothing but some of this kiwi strawberry drink that I got from the store. That's it. My voice was out a couple weeks ago. It's just now coming back because the weather's changing. It's getting colder. I know in the western side of the world, in California or Oregon or wherever. Well, it might be a little cold in Oregon because it's a little bit colder from California. But if you're in California, it's probably getting sunny, 75, 80 degree weather. It might be raining, but we getting cold. When the Midwest hits, when it gets around that time, it starts getting really, really cold. Right when fall hits, that's when the weather starts changing. So the temperature, and it's bipolar because, in the morning, it'd be, 50 degrees, and then later in the afternoon, it'll be, 85, a little hot, and then, by nighttime, it's dropped back down, 35 more degrees. So I got on a thermal and some shorts, and you gotta wear some jeans. That's why I carry my out-of-town bag with me all day. Because I got to change the clothes wherever I go.
You never know.
When I go outside, it's hot. Then when I go inside somewhere, it's cold. So I got to change again. So
you know,
it's completely bipolar in the Midwest. I'm glad my last show in Chicago, I was done because it was 65 and it was it was raining. I'm like, you know what? This ain't even the cusp of what Chicago weather is. I just refuse to do shows or go to Chicago, period, during the wintertime. When the wintertime hits, it's just completely disrespectful. That's the most disrespectful cold weather. It's completely disrespectful, and I can't deal.
I'm laughing. You know why I'm laughing? Because I landed in Chicago one year. I'm not going back to a date or anything like that. It's irrelevant because it could happen anytime in Chicago. Okay. And it was so cold and it was so much ice, we couldn't even pull up to the tarmac. Okay? No, so check this out. So we had to deboard the plane, if that's proper vernacular, but you understand. We had to get off the plane. Okay, let's get to that. Let's get to it. Okay. And I had on a blazer. It was 20 below. Ice in Chicago. So I love Chicago. I love you, Chicagoans, Chicago natives. But guess what? I would love to visit you in the springtime or in the summertime because
The only time you can visit Chicago is during the springtime or summertime. Not the end of summer. Not like the cusp of almost fall, September, August, September. I wouldn't advise going there because it's still a little cold. Because that's where I went. It was a little bit in September, and it was still cold. It was 65. I'm like, what's going on? It's too cold to be getting my winter jacket out. I had on a medium jacket. It was, just comfortable enough to, if you get a little chilly. It wasn't chilly when I put that coat on. It was, that wind hit me like it owed me money or something. that wind hit me. It was straight disrespectful. And it's I don't like being cold. I don't like my ears being cold. I don't like my ears being cold, and I don't like my face being cold. So, and I usually wear hats. I wear a lot of hats, specifically a lot during the wintertime because it's just, oh my God, I hate being cold in my ears. As long as my ears aren't cold in my face, because my nose turns red, and my face starts purring. Like, I start showing my little percentage of Native American comes out because I start turning red. Start turning red in the face, and my nose starts turning red and stuff like that. So I got to keep my face covered at all times because, yeah, it's pretty cold.
You know, you and I must be cousins. My brother, Clayton Brown, I think he's listening, in Colorado Springs, right? I went to Colorado, and I went, at Denver, 1 year at a conference, right? And, man, the first 4 days, it was like, 78, kind of 80 degrees, you know, kind of the good weather that you just love, right? You just absolutely wow. love it. And I was leaving it on the fifth day. It was snowing. Colorado is the weirdest places. No, I can't say that.
Nah, it is weird. I don't like traveling to Denver. Like, I remember I traveled there. I had a layover because I was going to Portland. And I had a layover. I had a layover going there and going back. I had a layover to Denver. Tell me why I went there. I didn't know you go over the Rocky Mountains. And we went over the Rocky, we had to go over the Rocky Mountains for like 30 minutes, and they had to like go real low because of the atmosphere, I forgot what they said, it's because it's so high, the altitude is so high there, and it's so cold. We went over the Rocky Mountains, he had to drive slow over there for like 30 minutes. That was like the worst turbulence ever. I've traveled so many times, like hundreds of times, going to the airport, going on airplanes. So I've never been that scared that the plane was going to go down until I had a layover in Denver when we went over the Rocky Mountains. We went over the Rocky Mountains. I thought it was over. I couldn't calm down. I was like, I was telling the lady I could get the drinks. I ordered like 2 Heinekens. I was like drinking them. I was like, this ain't strong enough. I need something stronger because this is like nervous. It was making me nervous and I couldn't sleep through it. I was like, I couldn't sleep through this, but I'm like, nah, man, this is too, they was like, the turbulence was going to be bad, but they underestimated that because it was terrible. Oh my God. It felt like the plane was about to go down. Oh my God. It's so getting fake thinking about it. Cause it was like the whole plane was shaking. It had so much. I was like, oh man, we about to go down. I thought it was, I'm like, if I get off, and then I already knew something was wrong because I booked a flight. I had never booked this airline before. Frontier Airlines. That's where I went through. And I never go through there. I always go American or Delta because I never have issues when I book either of those flights. It just depends on the ticket, whoever that books my flight for me, whoever I go to, they book the flight. But I say either American or Delta. Frontier, the tickets were real cheap. And so I got them for... They were cheap enough because from Portland all the way from Oklahoma City to Portland, that was a decent ticket. And so I was just tripping the whole time. I was like, man, I can't do this. I'm like, I'm never flying Frontier again. I don't know if it was just the city, but I'm like, I'm never flying this flight. I've never taken a layover to Denver anymore. I have no reason to go to Denver like ever now.
Oh, you know, Q-Lan.
I'm never going to Denver. I have no reason to go back there now. Q-Lan. I know they say they got nice vacation spots. I don't care about none of that. I'm not going to Rocky Mountains. If there's some way they can parlay from going over to Rocky Mountains, if I have to go over to Rocky Mountains to get there, I'm not doing it. And then I feel like the pilot was driving fast through the whole thing. Like, he's supposed to be going slow. And this dude, like going like 125, like if he's driving a car, I'm like, why is you going so fast? Fuck, we about to die, like right now, because of this pilot. Is he drinking? I was really want to think that. I was like, this pilot is drinking. Like, why is he going so fast over these damn mountains? That shit was bothering me. I was like, tell this nigga to slow down. Whoever's driving this plane.
Oh my God.
My nerves were shot. Oh my God. Denver was terrible. I never want to take a layover there again.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Q-Lan.
And then I didn't have nothing at the airport but, beef jerky. As soon as you get out there, it had nothing but beef jerky. I'm like, what the hell is up this airport? You know, airports is usually nice. They look like malls and stuff. Like the DFW airport. It looks like a big ass mall. all. Like, man, they got, like, TGI Fridays. They got to where you play basketball at the Dallas airport. You can go shopping like it's a food court. They got a food court. It's like a big-ass mall at the Dallas airport. You go to Denver, ain't shit there but some beef jerky.
That's a damn shame. Oh, my God.
Like, some beef jerky is done. They like, oh, down the airport, you go get you some medicinals. I'm like, no, I don't want no medicinals, just for some beef jerky. I want you to give me some real food. Why there ain't no restaurant? They ain't got no kind of restaurant. Where's the budget, the airport budget at for these snacks and for this layover? I was there for an hour. It wasn't nothing to do but just sit there and wait for your flight. All they had was beef jerky and some chewing tobacco. That's all they got there. They ain't got nothing at Denver Airport.
Ladies and gentlemen, you listen to the Soul 70 Show. I told you, the hilarious Q Lynn Green. Q Lynn, oh my God, I'm holding my side, okay? I remember flying over coming from Colorado, and we were on a plane and held like maybe, it was a private plane, maybe 6 or 8 people, right? And we were flying through the mountains, and the plane started going, I'm serious, the nose of the plane, please picture this, started going left and right. I mean, it was like, oh my God, can this guy control this thing? I'm fearing for my life. I'm saying, oh my God, what's in the world going on? I will never, ever do this again. So while you were talking, I was kind of revealing some or thinking about some of the things that I've gone through. Oh my God. Hey, Q-Lan. Oh my God. Let's see, what time is it right now? We have, 5:55. I've got another, special song. If I can play for you, it's Earth, Wind, and Fire. And then we'll go into one of your songs, if promise. And then we'll come back, Soul Savageness News, maybe Raggedy People News, whatever it is. I'm at Q-Lan. I'm thoroughly enjoying
this. Hey, we do. We can still talk because Tiffany's about to come on in like a few minutes. So.
Okay. Well, may I play this song for you? And then we're going to now.
You gotta find a 90s song. We just have a 90s theme song and you didn't mess up the rotation now.
I sure did.
Like
you know.
Passing a backwood. You messed up
you know
the
what?
Rotation.
You know what? Guess what? Yes, I did. I threw a monkey wrench in the whole program. How about
you
that?
You did.
I did.
And you're
how about that?
Go ahead.
You love me, I love you. Q Lynn Green, the Soul Savageness Show. Because I interjected that song.
You interjected it, yeah. You was ready to play your brown liquor playlist. messing up the rotation. I had the 90s joint popping and you come out with your brown liquor playlist. What's your top 5 brown liquor songs since you talking about it? Waiting on Tiff to come on. Tell me your top 5 brown liquor songs since you what's your top 5 you like drinking to? I'm serious.
No, I'm serious too. You know why I'm laughing? Because I don't drink brown liquor.
Well, hypothetically, if you have one, your Pinot Grigio list, what's your
favorite
song to drink?
Oh, you know, that is a great, great question. There's so many gems. You know, I like, Lonnie Liston Smith. I like, Donald Byrd. I like a lot of there's so much stuff.
Yeah, you like them all,
Don't be disrespectful, Q-Lan.
No, my brown liquor playlist is like some Albert King and some like, some BB King.
I like them too.
Just trying to think of some old Bobby Womack.
How about Curtis Mayfield?
Curtis Mayfield.
You like
some
Curtis
brown liquor music.
You know, and sometimes I like James Brown.
You like James Brown? Yeah, he got, yeah.
Don't disrespect the king.
Who?
James Brown.
Why, go ahead. Oh, James Brown. Okay, yeah.
Come
James
on
Brown.
Now.
That's my guy. What you talking about? talk about. I love all his joints.
Oh, well.
JB.
Okay.
Let me go Brown Liquor playlist right there. Let me go to the joints.
The Soul Savage Show is the baddest thing on the network around the globe. Q Lynn Green, guess what? You're brilliant.
Yeah, okay, I guess we can.
No, hold it. I said you were brilliant. I would think.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. See, I always look past the, cause I'm sitting here doing multiple things at the same time. I'm reading messages and trying to, so I always miss the compliments
because
I'm trying to keep going. So, thank you, Will. I appreciate that.
No, you have to understand me. I do not just give up compliments. I don't
right,
do that.
Exactly.
I don't flatter people.
Appreciate
that. No, seriously.
Oh, speaking of compliments.
If I love you.
I got to. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, hold on 1 second. I got something for you right now. You know what? Is Kimberly on right now?
Is who?
Kimberly.
Who?
Kimberly. She was supposed to be Kimberly? Your guest host.
Oh, see that? His Pinot Grigio kicked in, y'all. He called Tiffany Kimberly. This is what it is right now.
Well, is Tiffany on?
The Pinot that kicked in.
Tiffany
Pinot has kicked in.
Well, if Tiffany, is Tiffany there?
Not yet.
Guess what? This is what we're going to do right now.
Hey. Stop, 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 stop.
I don't care about your past.
On the studio, deputy, but Q Lynn.
That's the joint right there.
Hey.
I'll break it out. I'm about to break out in a cold sweat. I'm going to turn some air on in here.
I hope you know what? I just did that impromptu. And I was hoping you enjoyed that.
You keep messing up the, like I said before, you're messing up. We're trying to play, make it a nice theme. And you coming out with this, this Brown Liquor playlist. I was trying to play all 90s songs and you keep throwing in these, this Brown Liquor playlist of yours.
I love it.
Our special guest host is on. Will, if you don't mind me introducing them real quick, even though people are familiar with them. If you don't quit, like you're about to kill over in a minute, get yourself together. Gather yourself, Will.
Hey, baby, I'm not killing. You know what? I'm taking
it. Fall out there chair with that Pinot Grigio. You know what I'm saying? You spilled it earlier. You need to, pay attention to what you're doing for you call up for you
I
to
am.
Get that drink.
Hey, we you know what? Q-Lynn, you are not giving me respect here because I've been on it.
I'm giving you respect.
You know,
you on it? You filled it in. We got your DJ skills popping tonight, so we get into these topics. Let me introduce our guest hostess on now. If you put your drink down, pay attention to what's going on. Because we run out of time. Ladies and gentlemen, we got our special guest host on. If Will can put the drink down and pay attention, we're about to introduce. I can't even get it out because he keep going. We got a special guest host on. Y'all already know from last week. We got Will. If you don't put that new port out and drink the rest of the Pinot and calm down so we can go on to the show.
Okay.
Are you
dear.
You good? You good? Are you good?
Oh my God. I'm turning off my mic.
Good. No, I'm just kidding. No. Man, I think I'm drinking your juice or something tonight. It's all transferring over or something because I'm all over the place. Okay. We got a special guest host.
You put a whole new place for us.
Oh, my God. If I could get it out, if my producer let me get out and introduce our guest so we can move on to the segments of the show before we run out of time and he hit us with that. I feel like he does that, runs out the time so he can play the music on it so we can get off.
That's right.
That's just me.
Oh, my God.
But... As long as he in the conversation, he'll let it go on. But if he's not in the conversation, he like, all right, y'all need to get off the, hurry to get off air. Cause y'all ain't letting me in. But we gonna move on. Okay. Special guest host, Tiffany. She was on last week. She's on now. How are you doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
Man, just sitting here, trying to, figure out when we'll go, pay attention and put that Pinot Grigio down. We playing all night of songs. He come in with all these brown liquor playlist playing Earth, Wind and Fire. I didn't mind it because I love James Brown, but I had a theme. I was like 90s songs I was playing. We got one. Hopefully he'll have that queued up when we get ready to go to break to go into the topic. But we're gonna swiftly go through here because we run out of time. I know you, you've been busy. Thank you so much for coming on, cause you didn't have to come on, and we just acting a fool. We was telling some crazy stories earlier, a bunch of foolishness. So thank you for coming on.
No, thank you. You know I love coming to on this show. Anytime I can come on, you know I'm there.
Yeah, so, Will can pay attention to his Pinot. We can have a conversation now, cause he'll know.
And guess what? We have, woman, you know, I am listening. We have an extra 20 minutes.
Cool. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Because you have been interrupting. Q Lynn, you have been interrupting.
I've been interrupted. Yes, I've been interrupted a lot. Trying to move on to the next segment. I know. Put your drink down. That's why we got to have EB on. Oh, yeah, Tiffany, EB's gone because she's moonlighting as an Uber driver this weekend, so he's trying to sell his new gospel EP he got coming out. He's having a listening party in his Uber, so for all the customers, so they get first dibs on it because they didn't pay for the ride and stuff, so he played a gospel EP, and it's called, EB got a new gospel EP coming out called Fixing That Condom. It's called... EB got a new gospel album. It's called Fishnet Condom. So make sure y'all be on the lookout for that. He's on his little Uber trip this weekend trying to promote it. So that's what he's doing. He's moonlighting as an Uber driver. And he's selling his gospel EP CD. EB got a new CD called Fishnet Condoms. It's a new gospel album. Make sure y'all on the lookout for that on his website as well. So. Shout out to EB. Sorry, EB. You know I got to throw that in there. But we're going to get on to
EB, my dude.
EB's the man. He's killing it. He left us for Essence. You know he popping out here in these streets, so probably out there doing something with that undercover. Ain't telling nobody. Ain't no telling with him. But
and that's right. And I'm the stable of stability.
Right, exactly. We can get to Raggedy People news first. I know, I told you I only had a little bit because I just was like casually glancing through what was happening. You can go first if you want to because I only got a little bit.
For the Raggedy People news?
Yeah, whatever you got, we'll go with that.
Well, the first stuff that the main thing that's been on my heart since earlier today. Was Waka Flocka coming out with the bull crap talking about that he's not black, he's native and Italian. I'm like, boy, if you don't get your... I mean, it makes no sense. Nothing about him or his mama says that he is none of the above, that he's Hello. Ignorant when it comes to the issues of African-Americans. Ignorant is yes, but not being African-American to me, that doesn't fit in the same sentence.
Man, you had tagged me in that on Facebook, and I saw the video where he was on Sway in the Morning, and it was like, first off, it was like, you know, I don't know if he on edibles or something, or if it's a drug enhancement, but it was like, I didn't understand half of what he was saying. I got the point he was trying to say, that he's reading books, and so he don't know if what he is or whatever. He said he admitted that he was ignorant and he didn't know what he was, but he said for sure he ain't no African American, he ain't black. And I saw somebody say something funny on Twitter a minute ago before we got on, and they were like, if you ain't black no more, quit saying the N word. I thought that was funny. But they said the whole word on there. I thought that was hilarious, the way they said it. They was like, but bruh, quit saying the N-word, though, if you ain't black. I thought that was funny, but yeah.
Exactly. Yes. And my whole, he was coming with that, you know, when somebody been in jail and they start reading for the first time, so they try to share you the knowledge
right.
that you and hit you with all those big words. That's how he was coming.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I got what he was saying. Sort of like with the whole Raven, when Raven Simone did that, I got where she was going, but that point didn't hit home. Like, she was almost there, but it didn't quite get over there. You know?
Right, because what he was trying to expound upon was the whole notion, of course, which I believe a little bit, which was that, I do believe that Africans were over here, of course, first, which we all know that. But for him to sit up there and say, well, they're not African, it's like, dude, that's where you're messing up at the end of the day. That's where he lost me, is because he kept trying to make the facts all null and void, so it was kind of messing up the whole situation.
Right, and I'm like, you know what? There's plenty of ways to solve these mysteries, Waka, by just doing the ancestry. I don't know why that
right.
conversation never died. I'm like, Sway, why didn't y'all advise him to go get his DNA tested or something so he can quit all these questions? Clearly, he has some kind of African descent in him because of his hair texture, you know. He probably's from like somewhere like in Ghana or something, like, you know, like African country, like you can
right.
you can do the DNA thing and you know you might be from different parts of Africa. It's all different kind of things in our bloodline. That's very true, but just get your DNA test done and leave us out of it. You didn't have to, you know, involve all of us with your
exactly.
I tell y'all, man, him and T.I. with this whole, they sound like Damon Wayans on Living Color, man. The ostracized, but he don't use all them big words like T.I. do. I appreciate that. At least he keep it real with just his limited vocabulary. T.I. is kind of annoying with it. He's like,
don't do T.I.
all the extra words, but yeah. I always go back to T.I., but yeah. I saw that and I was like, yeah, this cat right here is not just, yeah, he ain't right. But yeah. What's this cat's name? The producer, the Hollywood producer that's getting all the backlash.
Harvey Weinstein. Yes.
Weinstein, man. He's, in the news, for being raggedy. He's absolutely in raggedy news, for all these allegations. I know it was a New York sting operation with one. I know that audio came out. I heard it on, forgot what talk show I was listening to. I think it was the talk I was watching. And they had the audio of him. They were, I think it was the FBI that had, it was a model that they, I think she had went back and they were, I don't think they, he, and also it was on The View as well. The lawyer, I think her name is Sunny, what's her name? Sunny Holston? I forgot her name. The lady that's on The View that used to be a prosecutor.
I think so,
still practices, but. She was like, it was enough evidence that he admitted to on there, and she said that she's won cases without less of that information, and she said he's on tape incriminating himself with that, and she said she didn't understand how the DA didn't want to go forward with that when he's on audio, you know, saying that stuff. So, yeah, shout out to him, and he's ugly and sloppy looking,
validity to the whole couch theory, you know what I mean? But my whole thing is that how disgusting do you have to be for your contract to include that you cannot be terminated for sexual misconduct? Like, what kind of foolishness does your job allow? You feel me? Like,
right, exactly. It was a lot of different actors that came out saying something against it. I saw Angelina Jolie had posted something. I forgot one of the. And she actually they actually deleted her Twitter. I'm trying to look it up. Emma, was it, what is that? Rose McGowan.
McGowan.
That's how, I couldn't pronounce her last name. I'm terrible at, pronouncing names. Rose McGowan said something and they suspended her, Twitter after Ben Affleck tweets. That's what AMP reports. Also, shout out to Diane Carroll for being raggedy as well, you long nose. You know, she went on, they had a red carpet, it was an event in Hollywood, and she was defending Harvey, talking about that, what kind of women are presenting themselves how you present yourselves, and basically saying that the way you dressed is the way these young, basically taking digs at these girls that dress like with the end fashions, because apparently her stuff don't do well, so she got to throw that little stuff in there, throwing shade and stuff like that. But she's
just trying to get paid,
defending Harvey or whatever, and trying to stay relevant, because I didn't know people still wore Don Cara. I ain't heard Don Cara since the 90s, if we've been 100.
You know what?
I didn't know people still wore Don Cara, just my opinion. But, yeah, see, I'm like, you can go in there with your friend as well, advocating, talking about the way you dress. They could be fully clothed, and he would act like that, because it ain't about that. It's about, like, power. Like, people like that don't do that. But that's just another thing, advocating for rape culture and stuff like that, I can't stand. But yeah, for her to say that, you absolutely raggedy nose, and your nose is weird looking, and your face look old, look like expired milk in the face. So
right.
She's absolutely raggedy people nose as well.
So
wow.
Be her response to Terry Crews, because you know Terry Crews said that he
also
was groped at a party.
Yeah, apparently it's some anonymous bald guy that he didn't want to put the name out there, but he had said that he had groped him in front of his wife and stuff. And so I'm like, wow, these tweets are crazy. But, yeah, everybody's coming out. I know this is a thing in Hollywood, because I've been to parties, but I've never experienced none of that going to any of those parties. But I definitely, there were definitely rumors that were going around, and definitely inside jokes and stuff of some of these producers. I didn't know. Those were always, like, you know, like, you're not in, it's an inside joke for a reason. But I would always hear those, like, references like that, but I never know. I never heard of Harvey, because I think I've only seen like maybe 2 to 3 of his movies. I don't think I'm like a real big fan of his, so I don't think I've seen any of his movies like that, because most of them is like with movies like Rose McGowan, and I'm not really watching movies like that. But yeah, he's a Raggedy People News, and Diane Karen is, or however you say her name, that long nose, she looks like a Yorkie in the face, so shout out to her for being a Raggedy People News and being raggedy. We'll keep going on, because I know Will said we got extra 20 minutes, but I'm about to pass out because I'm sweating. There's
okay.
No air on in here, and I'm about to
ain't no problem.
Pass out. So,
hey, can we, let's go to a quick break, okay? Q-Lynn, one of your songs. Manita.
Well, can we, say, hold just a second. Okay. Hopefully you got that Monifa song. Is it Monifa pulled up?
Absolutely.
So we can get these 90s jams popping. Cool.
Sweetie.
Play that hit then. Play that joint.
I told you I'm on top of it, okay? But don't worry about
it. Put the brown liquor playlist away. Let's get to these 90s jams real quick.
Soul on soul. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
That's the joint.
So 70s on the buzz.
Cause that's that fly shit. I say lace because my body got Versace taste. Rolex on my cuff flooded with diamonds and stuff. A half a dozen 100 Benz coupe in my driveway. Tried to have it my way, the flyway led to a bad day. I should have kept it real when I was with you. Instead I dissed you, so now I miss you. True.
Nights, 3 lonely days since I last saw you. Now things just ain't the same. Whatever happened to the promise that we made? You'll never leave me. I'll never leave you. I'm so alone.
Did you know that building a website doesn't have to suck?
Yeah, I knew that.
You can just use GoCentral by GoDaddy.
Will, what you doing right now? That's the thing you need. That's what I was just talking about.
It's so easy, you can do it in under an hour. You just pick the idea or business category, and then with just a few clicks, you'll be ready to publish in no time. It's actually so easy, you can even build a website from your mobile phone.
Right,
so get started for free and go to GoDaddy.com.
What is it? This paid advertisement, Will, what's going on? We getting a check from that? Is that what it is? Advertisement? What's going on? What you doing? I'm messing with Will. We gonna move on to, I think we got some more Raggedy People news.
Yeah.
Let's see. We talked about Harvey. Okay, the Dove commercial. That was the biggest thing as well. Yeah, I didn't really, I know a lot of people saw the meme on that. That's where they... The outrage came from. What is going on? In my ear. There's a lot of randomness going on. Will. That's why I told you, man. That Pinot Grigio kick in. I don't know how it is. That's why I tell you, Tiff, we gotta get these out when we can. Cause I told you, when that Pinot Grigio kick in.
That's right.
I don't know what's gonna happen. I told you, I don't know what's gonna happen. That's why I be trying to hurry up and get to it.
That's right.
Pinot
Grigio, I'm telling you right now.
See, that's what I told you. We got a producer that drinks on the show, y'all. But yeah, we're going to move on to the Raggedy People news and finish off so we can talk about Savvy and get through all this because we got a lot to talk about. We're going to mute Will, actually.
Well,
find the mute button in just a few seconds. So
guess what?
Stop coming in with this randomness.
And
we can move on with the show
because
I don't know what's going on.
Well, anyway, I'll tell you what's going on.
Oh my God! Well, can we get on to? We try to move on. Put your drink down and let us continue. Let me find the mute button. That's what I'm fixing to do. Hold on, just a
okay.
Second. We got to find this mute button.
Let's find it. Q-Lynn, I was playing the music that you wanted.
Yeah, but we already over with that now. Thank you
okay.
So much for that Bonita song. Now we get to the show. Thank you. I told y'all this is live radio. I told y'all this ain't a podcast. Cause I have no control over what's going on. I don't have. So this is live radio. This is live radio. This isn't. We can't edit this out. This is across different cities and countries and states. So y'all are hearing us. Hearing our producer
global
with his Pinot Grigio
global
popping on the engineer station. So
yes,
okay,
right.
We're gonna get to the rest. The finish off the Raggedy People news. Okay, we're talking about the Dove commercial. Okay, Will, can you mute yourself? If I can't find it, can you mute yourself for like about 30 more minutes? Can you mute yourself?
So
we can move on.
I'm not. I could, but I'm not.
You see what I got to deal with, Tiffany? I got to deal with this every week. I got to deal with this every week.
Look, we're having a good time. It's Friday.
It's funny. He got a Tina Bridges. He got his drink. He got a drink on the show. He ain't offer none of it. He ain't sent us a bottle yet. Me or Evie, right. He ain't sent us a bottle. He's just sharing it for himself. So we'll get to regular people news, like I was saying. Okay, talk about the Dove commercial. I didn't really, when I saw it, I saw where somebody had posted on Twitter, like a little bit of the commercial, like maybe 30 seconds of it. And I didn't, at first, I wasn't offended. I was like, oh, I can see how this could be offensive. I would just say, my analysis, I would say they need to, just to make it simple, they just need to hire more black people on their staff to be like, yo, in marketing, be like, yo, this ain't a good look. You know, just somebody that's, you know, aware, woke, if we will, if we have to use the word that pays attention to Twitter. Because black Twitter, when they get hold of this, you know, it turns into something else. So I know a lot of people making different references. There was some people that I knew that were saying, oh, it reminded me of the black or white commercial. And then people like, nah, because it was, you know, they turned the white woman, I mean, the black woman into a white woman in that video. I'm like, okay, well, I can see different sides to it. My whole analysis on it was like, okay, they just need to hire more people to be, I guess, more cultured to know what's appropriate and what's not. So, yeah, I definitely saw the hidden messages in there because that's definitely been a part of media, the entity of showing those likeness and, oh, like blackness is dirty and that whiteness is clean. That's always been there. But that was just my opinion. I didn't really take it that further, but I saw the outrage of it and people saying they boycott and Dove. I wouldn't go that far to it, even though I think I got some body wash, but I don't think I've used it in a long time. I usually use some other products that people own their own, the black owned. I usually use the black owned soaps or whatever, but I think I have body wash, but I'll still buy it if I needed it, but I didn't see the big outrage. What did you think of it, Tiffany?
Sorry, I have a phone on mute. I was just talking. But, okay. No, I was actually one of the people that was offended. The reality of the situation is that to me, it's never okay. Like, whenever I'm actually a marketing major. So, whenever I was in college, the first thing they taught us about was not only propaganda, but also some of the failed campaigns. And that was one of them that was covered. So, no, there's no reason for Dove to sit up there and say, and this isn't the first time they got backlash over the same incident in, like, 2009. So, no, they're doing – I think that they did this crap because – do I think that the organization itself is racist? No. But I think that they're going under this controversy, you know, free publicity type of situation to keep people talking about it. But either way, it's still harmful. So, yes, I do think that they lack adversity in their marketing room. But I also think that it's a situation where they're getting free publicity at our expense of, you know, being racist. They know it's going to cause a backlash. They know it. And they also know that they got them bootlicking trustees out there that's not going to stop using Dove. And to the people that's up there and say that they're not going to stop using Dove or whatever, my whole thing is to that is, okay, you have the right to do that, and that's fine. But then don't come down on Shea Moisture because when Shea Moisture just had one ad, with white women. What even saying they was better? Just said white women, hey, we want you to know that this works for you too. Them black women were outraged. And now the same black women, instead of talking about what Dove didn't mean it, no, they did. So if you're giving Dove a pass, you better be using Shea Moisture too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I get that. Hold on, Will. I saw anybody that felt the way about it, I'm like, they have legitimate reasons too, and I'm like, I 100% get that, but I'm just saying, for me personally, I just saw the perspective of like, I can see it both ways, but yeah, definitely like you said, it probably was, like, they probably, like, pay attention, it's like always something going on to where, you know, I just understand why they thought that was a good commercial to put out there. Like, it just immediately I would have noticed something was wrong. So it just lets me know exactly. They don't have any diversity in their marketing. Because I'm like, anybody would, even if your intention was right, which you never know sometimes, but it's like anybody with good sense that was there should have told you that that wasn't a good look. You know what I mean?
That's
but yeah,
my
like
point.
You said,
like, there's
yeah,
nobody,
right.
You know, have to go through different approvals. And it's like, so nobody thought that, hey, maybe this ain't a good idea. Like, none of them up the chain. Nobody was just like, you know what I'm saying? So, yes, diversity lacking diversity in their marketing department is definitely a big thing.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right to put them in Raggedy. They definitely deserve to be in Raggedy People News, whether it was intentional or not. You know, still, you should drop the ball. We also I was going to talk about Black Twitter and this Amanda Seales controversy. I saw this early in the week, wasn't it, right? It was like on a Monday or Tuesday. That's when
it was early. Mm-hmm.
And I seen her post where she was talking about it, and from what I saw, I thought I didn't see anything wrong with what she said. I have her comments pulled up right here just for people that are not aware to it. Amanda Seales, she's an actress on the hit show. She has a whole lot of time. She's a comedian actress. She recently was on Insecure both seasons, upcoming third season as well.
Yep.
Right, exactly. And so, she put some, tweets out here that got a lot of controversy earlier in the week. This one, the first one I saw, this one says it was posted October 9th. It says, this is her tweet, if you're buying Jordans and Nike suits, but you're sleeping on an air mattress, you're losing. If you're buying Jordans and Nike suits, but you don't have a passport, you're losing. Excuse me. If you're buying Jordans and Nike suits, but you don't have a credit card, you're losing. And it says, if you're buying Jordans and Nike suits, but you don't know your credit score, you're losing. And, she got a lot of different backlash for those tweets. And a lot of people, most of what the outrage was that they thought she was being elitist. And being classist by talking about this, but that wasn't her point. I think a lot of people, it's like when you say these words, when you're so exact, people that say words like this, the way she did, so direct, people always feel it's mostly a hit dog holler type of situation because they feel like
right.
They're the people that did that, and so they feel like somebody like that in whatever class she's in that she's looking down her nose at what they're doing, but that wasn't her point. She's saying that if you put so much value in your materials and you don't have, basically she's saying prioritize. That's what I got from that. So I don't understand how people interpret that as her trying to say, you know, they're trying to tell. And then also, you know what it is. Black people specifically don't like, people in general don't like you telling them what to do, but specifically black people take really offense to people trying to tell them how to spend their money. And so when you have that issue, it's hard to, even she's making a great point, but it's hard to get through to people like that because they're always reaching and they'll always turn it around to make them say that you're looking down at poor people and people that do that, and you shouldn't be telling people how to spend their money and that, oh, well, that money isn't going to get you what's a passport going to do? What is that all? But they don't get the gist of what she's saying. But how'd you feel about it?
I mean, Amanda's a cool person. I've actually, you know, conversed with her on a couple of occasions. And she's a cool person. She meant exactly what she tweeted, but it was meant in a loving way, like you were saying. So I'm in agreement with what you said. Ultimately, she didn't mean it to be judgmental as much as she was trying to put you up on game. But people have the same reaction to Jay-Z's album. So It is what it is. Like, black folks just hate to be told what to do. We do. If it's making sense and it's not about, now listen, we hate to be told what to do until it makes sense. When they was like, pop bottles in the club, throw millions on strippers, we were like, yes, we flossing.
Mm-hmm.
When they say, get your credit right, buy a business, get you a passport, we like, hold up, don't tell us what to do with our money. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Right. And then with that, yeah, like I said, I interviewed Amanda last year, which is crazy because a lot of people didn't have this outrage, and she was spitting game. The crazy thing is that whole interview, it was only supposed to be 30 minutes long. It almost turned into an hour because conversation was so good. And mostly when I do interviews, it was specific to content creators. So I was just trying to understand her creative process. And at the time she was preparing to release the second season of Get Your Life, and she had did a GoFundMe for it, and she had raised a lot of money. She had reached her goal, like 75% of her goal through, I think it's called GoGo. I don't know if it's GoFundMe, but anyway, she was making money for that, and she was giving like real gems, and a lot of people loved that interview because of all the intel she was giving. And I'm thinking, I know I follow her on Instagram. I follow her on all social media, so I saw her. I didn't see all of her stories on Instagram because I think she broke it down on her stories to verbally for people to understand what she was saying. And I think people still didn't get it. And I think she was enlightened. I think she had just went to like Ghana or something, so that's where she was getting
right.
Like that's like real poverty. Like she was around people like that have real poverty, and so she's given enlightenment for that. And people just took it as her looking down at like poor people, but she had a lot of great points. But go ahead.
No, I mean definitely that I agree. She did break it down on her, you know, on her social media of what she was trying to say. But you know, like I said, that people just like to be fake outraged these days. You could be like, the sky is blue and beautiful, and somebody gonna be like, why got a baby on the phone? Why can't it be handsome? You know, like
right,
people
exactly.
Just want to be mad these days, like on everything they love being mad. So. Look, Amanda,
and that gets into your topic too. That gets into the topic you want to talk about. Talking about people fake outrage and stuff, you know. And yeah, and Amanda, I know her, and people, and then, you know, when stuff like this happens, they love to like throw digs and like, that's why I didn't like her, this and such. I'm gonna say
right,
this
they'll
because
go back
I've talked, right.
They'll go back to her beginning career, like, that's why I didn't like her and my brother and me. Like, really?
Right, exactly. And I'm like, to me, I feel like my conversation with Amanda Seals, she was very polite. She was very nice and generous with the information she was given. She was, at the time, she was prepped. This is when they were finishing up the, you know, the promotion for Insecure because it hadn't even came out yet. This was when I did the interview. And she was, I think she was still taping that. So for her to, like, fit all that in the schedule and have time to talk to me, I thought that was cool. And I know people are going to say I'm being biased, but I'm just saying that she's a really good-hearted, I can just tell she's a really good-hearted person, and anybody that says anything negative, and whether or not you, I feel like she sparked the conversation, and I think that's her point of making people analyze their decisions, and there's nothing wrong with that. If we really look at it, we're black people. After taxes is the most powerful, if you look at it in the nation, we're like the most, as a collective, we spend the most money. And so when you look at that, when you think about that, it's like if we just took the money we made after taxes and just flipped that into like investing in something, and it doesn't have to be a corporation that you don't believe in or whatever. It could be like these technology companies that are black owned. Like you can research and do stuff like that. I'm just saying that in terms of, I don't like what people push. Like, I don't think she's pushing like that's going to be led to wealth. It's just financial stability. And it's like, I know it's always going to be poor people, but it's like what she's saying. It's like, if you're trying to floss and try to act like you balling, basically what she's saying is that if you're trying to act like you balling, no, this is real balling when you get some culture. She's basically trying to say, get some culture in your life and understand that you are in control of your finances and that you don't have to always be in the body of instant gratification. Because that's what we, black people, I'll say for the black community, we thrive off of instant gratification because that's what it is. And I'm like, if you really think about it, it's really deep because if, I, like I said before, I referenced the book before when we talked about one show. It's called Slavery to Freedom. A great historian named John Hope Franklin, he wrote the book, and he goes all the way back and talks about the wealthy countries in Africa, like Ghana and different ones, and they all practiced different religions, and they made so much money from cattle and agriculture and how a lot of them used religion as their greed to get more money and stuff like that. And that's how they allowed the Europeans to infiltrate and take it because they were being greedy. And it's like, it's always a repeat of history. And I'm like, and then also science as well talks about epigenetics. If we talk about our genetic codes and slavery and that's how we operate, we still do those things that our ancestors did. And it's like perpetrates through every generation. So it's deep. I didn't want to get that deep into it, but I think Amanda Seals was on to something, and she was leading into a great thing, and I'm glad she sparked the conversation. Whether or not you 100% feel like what she's saying was the truth, just I think instead of, I feel like if people just really dissect what somebody's saying and stop always trying to be on defense or trying to say, oh, you're wrong, and really just understand and try to expand that conversation into saying what the real issue is. But nobody ever wants to get to the real issue. They just wanted, like, nitpick shit, and it's just annoying to me. It's like, this is an opportunity where we can have real conversations and try to come together. If you're into finances, and try to figure out some way to connect on the internet to, like, show other kids that's younger than you how to be financially, you know what I mean, stable. Because a lot of kids don't have that, and create those spaces and just use that those conversations online to connect with people to try to figure out a way to try to fix the issue instead of try to nitpick shit, because that's all we do is just talk about, well, black people do this. Black people need to quit spending. If you have an issue with it, then be the change that you want to see. Like, be different. But I appreciate Amanda Seals for that conversation. She's dope in my book. Shout out to her. I'm going to try to send this to her and just let her know that everybody's Soul Sadness. We rocking with you. I know Tiff rocks with you. So, Amanda Seals, I'm going to send this to you and just let you know we rock with you at Soul Sadness Radio. And I stand behind you. So Black Twitter, they can go somewhere else with this conversation if it's not productive to me. Oh. But yeah, we got more of trying to get through this because we got so much to talk about. So
Q Lynn.
Yes.
Tiffany.
Yes.
I can't tell you, both of you ladies, how I am enjoying this conversation.
Thanks, Will.
Thank you so, so much, because this is what needs to be talked about. And so, and we're going to extend this, as a matter of fact, the Braxton's Back Show is going to come on at 7:30 here on the PST. So Q-Lan, with you and Tiffany, am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. What you ladies are talking about is so important. I'm going to extend the broadcast, okay?
Okay, yeah. Continue
to talk. Because what you are speaking is something that needs to be heard.
Right. Just to top it off with the Black Twitter, it's Raggedy People. And Amanda Seals, just to make the clarification, she is not in Raggedy People News. Just for the slick folks out there that like try to be trickery, say I put Amanda Seals in Ragged People News. I put Black Twitter that went after Amanda Seals in Ragged People News. Just to make that clarification.
It's no question about it.
It's dope to me. And so Black Twitter, you absolutely, Black Twitter, sometimes Black Twitter gets it right, sometimes they get it wrong. Cause you know when it's somebody racist, uncle that get on there, they'll find that IP address quick, or you know, they like real FBI agents sometimes. They'll get on there and find the racist persons where they work out and get them fired and stuff. Sometimes on Facebook, too, they'll get them fired or something like that. They'll track them down and fire them. But then other times, they'll jump the gun. And these are one of the cases they jump the gun with going after people they feel in it. And, yeah, like I said before, everything, I'm not going to keep regurgitating what I just said. But, yeah, instead of attacking Amanda Seals, find this a moment to really dissect what she's saying. And I feel as though when I read her tweet, she wasn't talking and trying to look down on the impoverished. She was talking about people that like to floss and like to brag about what they have. She basically made the statement, if you can do all that, then you can get you, be up on your credit score, be up on getting you a passport. And she's not, you know, trying to tell you what to do. She's just trying to give you perspective. So I would say look on that. Look at the intention and what she's saying instead of always trying to attack somebody. That would be my end to that statement. You got anything else to put on that, Tiff?
Oh, no, that's actually it. I mean, the reality of the situation is that in order for us to do better, we're going to have to learn from people that are actually in those positions that have already done it. Like I said, the reaction to what she said is no different than what a lot of people were saying about Jay-Z whenever he released 444. So, I mean, we have to do better at receiving knowledge and wisdom from people and not always think that, you know, we have to get away from that mindset of wanting to be rich, but instead wanting to be wealthy. And what a lot of people in those positions have been dropping the jewels about is the fact of how to get wealthy. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then right. People want to sit there and be like, oh, well, whenever you was, okay, yeah, they may not have done it whenever they first got on, but that's the point of living.
Yeah, but you still building it up.
Right. You want to be an example. just because I did what I did whenever I was 16 doesn't mean I'm going to tell my sons, hey, do exactly what I did. No, me going through those experiences is to then hopefully share that knowledge with somebody else and say, you ain't got to do this. You can do it like this. So I think that we as a culture and a community need to get a lot better with receiving, wisdom from other people, because that's exactly
in our culture. That's exactly my point I was going to make. Yeah, that's what I want to do with this platform. I want to build it to the point, because I have other interests and stuff I want to do, but I basically want to build this up to where I can allow these different opportunities and get involved with different charities, but also it takes a lot of research into doing that stuff, and it's a lot of it, I don't know, I'm trying to connect with different activists and different organizations now to try to get, like, information and research stuff so we can try to give back to the community, and I'm trying to create other projects and different ideas to where I can expound it and get into the root of different black communities, to where all the black kids, the ones with, that you can see the inspiration, you see the potential in different, and it doesn't have to be in art, it's certain things I want to focus on, but that's what I want to build it up to where I can give back. I don't have the funds now to do that. If I had that, I would do that now, but if I ever have the opportunity to get a seven-figure kind of deal, that would, what I would do with my money is do, try to give back in the community that way. And shout out to Amanda Seals, because I saw earlier on Twitter she was actually helping a lady get to Africa. I forgot what country. I want to say Ghana. She put a GoFundMe account created, and she said she would match whoever give whatever they give on GoFundMe. She said she would match, and I think it's just the amount she needed was $1,500 for a ticket to go to Africa. And shout out to her for that, because she's actually being about to change. She wants to see. She just ain't out here like your cousin that be taking his breaks on Foot Locker, bragging about what he doing. She's actually doing stuff and not just being a person, just being a, what is it called, lip service. She's actually out here, you know, using her platform to help other people. So shout outs to her for doing that. I saw that. I'm going to look that up. I'm going to look on her page and see that, because I'm going to give on that account, because she's always doing dope stuff like that. But I'll say.
And it has to be said, too, she also created the, she also created the GoFundMe and also donated to the Hurricane Harvey victims too. So when it comes to philanthropy, she's definitely on. Amanda, she gives a lot.
But you know, people, they don't want to look that up, that information. They just always want to ride the negative train, and they don't see that she's always. And then people saying that she just now woke and trying to, you know, or just got paper. Like, she's always been on this tip. I don't know what. That's what I'm saying. When people get on, like being on hit shows and stuff like that, and they start. They're telling the truth. They've always been telling people, always late to the bus and thinking that she's new. No, she's always been dropping stuff like this. Even her comedy material, she's always been about blackness and all that stuff. So I think anybody that has an opinion on this, they just need to, I think, just search more into what she's saying. But yeah, we get to, we got so much to talk about. Raggedy People News, like I said, Black Twitter, you and Raggedy People News for jumping the gun on this and being disrespectful. I ain't gonna read none of this. I've seen some of the comments. I ain't gonna address them because it's just a waste of time. But yeah, quit being negative all the time and get some positivity in your life and quit hating on people that's trying to give uplifted community with good information. So quit hating.
Okay.
Black Twitter.
Q-Lin, can I really do this? You know, tonight, more than any other thing, I have gone off of agenda and broadcast. But, Tiffany, Q-Lin, you ladies have brought something that I need to express. And that.
Yes, go ahead.
Let's do this.
Oh, all right. Are you really going to stop in the first place? I feel good.
So good, so good. I got you here. I feel nice.
The sugar on my spine.
I feel nice.
The sugar on my spine.
So nice, so nice. I got you here.
Turn that off. Go on your room.
There's your
people
in your
room. You
finish that. What I'm holding in my heart. You see what I got to do with it? I know that I can do it.
Dave Brown. When we
What do you know harm? And I feel nice. I feel nice. I feel nice. A sugar and spice. So nice, so nice. I got you.
What I'm saying. I told her, I'm like,
he said, you're going to get this day round tonight.
Hey, ladies, the universe is hearing your conversation.
I know that I can do no wrong. And when I hold you, can't do me no harm. And I feel
so nice
that I got it here. Wow, I feel good.
Thank you, James Brown.
Right.
I knew that I wouldn't.
Well,
I feel good.
Hey, that's right, baby.
We came back down. Thank you so much for tuning to the Will Brown Show. but apparently the name of the show has changed to Will Brown.
I'm telling you right now.
No, hey. You need to turn this off so we can finish the show, and you can put your drink down. I told you his drink was going to kick in. If you didn't, I tell you that, you think I'd be lying. I'll be like, oh, my God, it's too hot for this. I'm about to.
Hey, welcome back.
I got my own drink to get to. Thank you very much. I got to say, I want to drink it right now, and I didn't stop so I could do the show. I could went to my hotel room to finish this off. You do this. Come on now. All right. Where is this mute button at? I keep talking about it. I need to find it.
Oh, this is too
good. I'm playing with him. I'm about to find it.
Hey, I love you. Tiffany.
Hold on. As soon as it pops up, I'm about to put you on mute. That's what's about to... Okay, here it is.
Okay.
You messing up the 90s flow with your brown liquor playlist. I had a nice theme show, and you just come in with these brown liquor songs. Thank you so much for this, with the turning it to the Will Brown Show. You tune into the Will Brown Show. It's no longer Soul Sadness Radio. It's Will Brown.
I love the 90s group that
Puff Daddy of this show. Oh. He got to be all in the video, all in the ratings. He can't let it ride. He got to be all on the show, on the video. Thank you so much, Puff Daddy Will. All right, if we could get to Savvy News, that would be fantastic. Okay.
That would be really good, wouldn't it? Okay.
Yeah, it was all right.
I already said we are going over.
Okay. It's because of you, because we would have been finished by now if you quit kicking in with your Pinot Grigio. We would have been done 5 minutes from now. Because we just going to quickly go from there. First, you said we get an extra 20 minutes, and now you're saying we went overtime. So,
no.
I blame all of this on you once again. Okay, let's get the Savvy News before he hits the Wrap It Up music on us. Okay, Savvy News. So much that I like. I've been watching a lot of shows this week because I've had a lot of downtime. I haven't had any gigs or this week, so I had a lot of downtime to catch up on the shows I haven't been on. First off, let's talk about the Sip. Oh, I guess we could go through these real quickly. I see if you watched the shows. Blackish, did you watch this week's Blackish?
I did not get a chance to watch it because I've been slammed with work, but I did get a chance to watch the premiere, which got me all up in my feelings with the tribute to Juneteenth. And this them kicking knowledge about slavery in general. So, I mean, of course, Blackish is my show. I just haven't had a chance to catch it this week, but I'm definitely supporting it.
This week's was talking about postpartum depression and about Rainbow. She was having it and the stages she was going through and how Dre was helping her through that. And it was fun how they, like, I love the writing on it because it didn't get real. I ain't going to tell all of the episode, but when it gets to Ruby and Rainbow, it gets real. It was like, oh my God, I'm getting emotional looking at this. Like, it was real. It was like a real moment in there. So I love how they wrote that. And then I think Junior, he was like really the comedy, the comedy relief. That's what I was trying to say. Junior was the comedy relief in that. He had some really funny, scenes that I like. But yeah, it was that whole episode was about postpartum depression and how, the stages of it. I thought it was cool how they brought that up because that's a real thing, mothers go through. And then Rainbow was just talking about the anxiety of that, of not knowing if she's doing it right or being a good mother and all that stuff this time around. Cause she said, she never, it was cool how they wrote the episode. So yeah, check that out when you can. It was real good. It's not that like heavy, but it does have moments where it's like, man, my eyes is about to leak in a minute. Like, woo, like, it's dusty in here. It was one of those. I had like a couple of those moments in that episode. But yeah, that one's about postpartum depression. It's a real good episode.
I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, it's real good. Leaked Weapon is the one I've been keeping. That is my show. Now, at first,
Leaked Weapon?
I don't like. Yes, and you know how it is when they start like trying to revamp like old movies and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Especially trying to make it a
good
series.
But yeah. No, but this one right here, every episode is like a full movie. I swear to God, like every hour is like a movie. Sometimes I can tell who's going to be the killer. Sometimes I can't, but sometimes they'll trick you. And I just love watching it. And Damon Wayans is such a good actor. And I love the one they got playing, Riggs. I forgot the actor's name, but he's really good. I love how they have him, how they wrote his character. It's in the second season. I think it's on the second episode, I think, because it aired the same time as Empire. I think it used to come on Wednesdays. It used to come on before Empire, but they changed the schedule around to have Empire come on before Star, I guess because it's Lee Daniels' show or whatever. But
Right. Hopefully
the ratings won't affect the time schedule change because Lethal Weapon is my show, and I keep up with it. I catch it up. If I'm not at home to watch it, I record it on DVR so I can catch it the next morning, and it's a great show. You watch Lethal Weapon?
That one was the one I was kind of giving a side eye to, but like you said, I did give it a chance, and now it's my show. So
Did you watch this episode? It was good.
When it comes to this week's TV, I have not had a chance to watch any episodes. I binge
watch. Oh,
normally
so
my binge watch days. Yeah, normally my binge watch days is on Saturday and Sunday because I'm normally so busy throughout the week.
Right. Mine is usually on Sundays or Saturday or Sunday. Usually the weekend, I'll come back from a gig and I'll watch it that night. And
exactly.
I don't fall asleep.
You do the same thing. Yep.
I like laying down and watching it because I'll fall asleep before the credits start. It's like, I don't know what it is about when I lay down. As soon as the credits roll, I fall asleep. So I try to sit up and watch it and turn all the lights on, leave the lights on so I don't go to sleep. But yeah, Empire, I watched some of it. they wrote to where I think I saw the first episode of where they went back where Lucius got blew up in that car. They blew his leg off, and it looks real. Like his leg is, I know they got his leg wrapped up underneath there. I'm like, damn, he must be uncomfortable doing them episodes. His eyes is always watering. I'm like, nah, that shit ain't because of that scene. That shit is because his fucking arm is wrapped up like a a doll. Got his shit wrapped up to where he can't. I'm like, God, no, because they got the aesthetic leg on there like it's really on. And I'm like, shit, I bet that's uncomfortable as hell doing them scenes. I bet he'd be glad when them scenes over with.
Right, and I ain't even upfront. When it comes to anything Lee Daniels, I've actually been on my own mini boycott because when he made Star, he said he wanted to make something to make white people feel comfortable like they ain't always comfortable. So,
right.
Lee Daniels, I have not been tuning into Star nor Empire.
Yeah, Lee Daniels is weird. Like, I saw an interview, and now I don't even want to watch it and support it anymore because he's a weird character. And people get mad at Monique, which I was going to get into when I talk about the tip because I watch a couple of y'all shows on Facebook, and I love it. We might as well skip to that. Well, I guess Questlove, do you listen to Questlove's show on Pandora?
Yes, I do. Love Questlove.
Oh, my God.
Can.
He just posted one this week of James Into, and I can't wait to listen to it, but I haven't finished all of Shaka Khan's, but, oh, my God.
Yeah,
he got Shaka Khan on there. I'm almost done with it. It's still like I think 30 minutes left of it. I haven't finished because I had to, usually I listen to it in a car on the way to a gig, but I've been so busy the past couple of days in trying to post on SoulService.com. I hadn't had time to finish it, but oh my God, he had Shaka Khan on there. Ooh, Jesus Christ. It just, she's like fantastic. She's like amazing.
Love me some Shaka. But see, Shaka, she keeps all the way 100%. She keeps always all the way real anyway.
And she from Chicago. She was giving the real on there, talk about Miles Davis doing dope. I was like, this is what I'm talking about. Give all the tea. So she said how he put his face, said some singers there putting their face in coke. I was like, yes, tell all the coke stories. This is what I'm living for right
yeah.
now. But yeah.
You mean she been in the game since she was like, what, 15, 16? Y'all been here for a long time.
Oh, man, it's so deep. I can't wait till next week to talk about it with EB until I finish it, because I haven't finished yet. I can't wait to finish talking about it. But shout out to Questlove for that dope ass. I don't know what to call it, a podcast or a radio show, but it's on Pandora, Questlove Supreme. And he's like my kind of, he's basically doing what I do. I just get to, I like picking the artist's brain and ask, like, those specific, like, music nerd questions that I know they'll know, and he does, like, the exact same thing, and I just love how he does the interviews, because he gets, like, really in-depth, like, he ain't asking no goofy-ass questions like, you know, most people do. I don't like asking, like, you know, stuff about their personal life, because most of the time they'll tell you, if you're a good, you ask good questions, they're going to tell you all the personal stories, so... You ain't even
exactly.
got to, you know, go there. Because as soon as you ask the question a certain way, they're going to give you all the information. So shout out to Questlove. We're going to talk about the SIP, though, before we get out of here, because we're almost done. I want to talk about the SIP. People, we told y'all last week, Tiff was tipping us to it and said she co-hosts on the SIP. As soon as she told us about that, I started binge-watching the episodes on Facebook, and I just started scrolling, and I went back a couple. And I just want to say the entirety of that cast, I want to get their names right. I'm trying to pull them all up. You can name them off if you want to and give them
yes.
shout-outs. Because I'm terrible at names.
The brains behind it is Michael Harris. It was his brainchild that, you know, he wanted to create the first, streaming live talk show to kind of cover what we wanted to talk about. So Michael Harris, definitely shout-out to him. Cindy Eba, she's hilarious. She's the one.
She is hilarious. Oh my
yeah,
God.
Cindy is the one that comes through with the African accent. Love when
yes.
she talks to the African mother. Shatoya. Oh my gosh. Shatoya LaFitte with her ninjas we shouldn't date. She keeps it 1,000 with all of that.
Listen, her delivery is everything. It's so. What's his name? Mike, right? Michael Harris. Is that his name?
Yes.
Am I getting that right?
Uh-huh.
And then Ajafar
Cooper, yes.
Okay.
Ajafar Cooper is the pro-black dude with a hilarious spin. So
I mean, just the way we mesh is amazing. Like, I love the way our cat, the cat.
The chemistry together. Listen, I'm not saying this just because you on the show. Because if I would have found this organically, if I was just randomly searching on here and said it, I would say it. This show, especially with your chemistry, how all y'all go off of each other is phenomenal. Like, I'm just, like, really intrigued with it, and I love how it's set up. I think the recent one I just saw was when y'all had Mark on. I was talking about him earlier saying that he had some shows going down. I know it's Funny F Fridays on Ice Event Center. Mm-hmm. Y'all had him on. And I think Marsha has a show there tonight. I know she had one Thursday.
Marsha's next Thursday. She's next Thursday on the 19th, and they just added a second show on the 20th. And then tonight
Okay, I got it wrong. We got to edit that out. I'm going to edit that. But, because I said the wrong dates on there. Make sure y'all, so it's still time for y'all to see y'all get the tickets. Y'all got to get them because they get fast up there. Y'all got to get the tickets. Don't wait till the last minute to get them tickets.
For real,
shout out to Mark. We're supposed to be getting him on the show. Mm-hmm. But shout out, everybody on the ship. Y'all have great chemistry. And y'all were talking, I love how y'all talk about the topics. Y'all have y'all different takes on whatever it is y'all talking about. Like I said before, that whole ninjas, when she said don't date ninjas with newborns, I was like, yo, like, what's going on in this show? And then she was just dropping it out. And then Mark, I can see, like, Mark was like, wow, really, we doing this right now? And she just kept going. I was like, yo, this is hilarious. I was like, I got to watch more of this. And then I went back. Now, I will say, like I said, I mentioned Monique. When y'all talk about Monique, now, that was probably the only one I didn't agree with, because that whole situation with Lee Daniels and whoever with Oprah Winfrey, I'm 100% on Monique's side, because she giving a lot of Hollywood game people don't talk about. And that's why I believe it, because Lee Daniels has a history of doing shady shit and people don't know about. Like, Dame Dash already outed him out a while back, saying he owed him $2 million for that Shadow Boxer movie. People, a lot of people don't know that information like that, and he got outed. So
I know Dame Dash didn't, though, because Dame Dash owed everybody in the industry himself.
I don't know. See, that's again, I don't know all the information, because it's a lot of people say that, but it's like...
Hey, it's okay.
What is going on?
Well, because...
Okay, we about to wrap up. Okay, she hit us with the Emmy music. We about to wrap up. If he could cut the music down just a little bit so we can wrap up the show real quick. Make sure y'all check out the tip with Tiffany. We just saying going on and on. I think that's the only thing I disagree with you with, was on y'all with Monique, because she ain't got nothing to lose. She's an Oscar winner. You know, she has the accolades.
Oh, well, that's what I want to say real quick, Will. It wasn't that we was disagreeing with Auntie Mo. It's her delivery. You know what I'm saying? And the fact that she waited till she got blackballed to start trying to expose. It's almost,
right.
What we were saying was she's almost acting like an aunt did. You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly.
That's what we were saying, because, you know.
Right. And, that's the only thing we had to say. The tip, make sure y'all check that out. Tiffany, you're a regular co-host on that, right?
Yes, I'm a regular co-host. You can always watch the show. We're on social media at The Sip Live on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter with Hayden. So we have The Sip Live 1 on Twitter. Follow me at Sip H the Writer on everything. And hopefully I'll be back to talk to you guys soon.
Yeah, yes, man, we got to get you back on. And thank y'all for tuning in Soul Savages Radio. We air live every Friday, 5 to 7 Pacific time, 7 to 9 Central, 8 to 10 Eastern. Savvy Heathen Talk is, Will, you need to put the drink down and quit drinking on the show. Thank you for taking up so much of our time. Tiffany, I hope you ignore the disrespect and want to come back on.
Oh. Yes, definitely. And I forgot to say, the Sip Monday at 8 o'clock Central, 9 Eastern.
There you go. And if you can sip.
Oh, my goodness.
Stay on the line just a second. Once we hang up on Will. So he quit, put the drink down.
You don't want to hang up on the bus. You don't want to do
that.
I'll
fix it too.
I'm telling you right now. Hey, Q-Lin,
so
because.
Drunk ass.
Q-Lin. This is your song, Janet Jackson.
So half drunk. Yeah, it is my song, Janet Jackson. That's drunk.
Ow! It's so sad to show here.
That's why he got muted.
Kulin, I'm trying to do a commercial here.
Yo. Well, that's your fault because you said that horrible. That's your fault.
All right, no problem. Steve, W. The Buzz, your global radio network.
Shout out to Shout out to the Braxton's Back Show. Cussing out y'all half a drunk owners over here lit. Y'all need to get him under control.
No.
Put that drink down. Take the drink from him, Adrian.
No.
And Katrina.
Oh, she's talking to you.
Take the drink from her.
Kulin is talking to you. Adrian, pick up the mic.
We did.
Adrian.
Hello, Kulin. How are you doing, my love?
Yo, I'm doing. You need to take Will's drink out of his hand. That's what you
I'm
need
about to
do.
Get
that's,
William.
What, that's how I'm doing.
I'm about to get William
he
off this air.
He didn't spend 30 minutes with a medley of the song of my whole, the whole show. It's the Will Brown
I was
show.
Listening. I was listening to him. To you guys earlier, and I sent him a text. So let me get him off the air. I love you, and good
oh
show. And I'm gonna get him off this air.
No, it's not going to happen.
Yes, it is. It's our guest is here. Braxton's back is up in 6 minutes, and our guest is
okay,
here.
Okay, what?
So hey, I love y'all. Good
the
show.
The guest may be here, but you're not going to get me off the air. It's
look
not going to happen.
Look how he's talking.
And you know, no, seriously.
Over here, slurring.
I have the codes. You know, like
you have the what?
I have the codes. I have the codes to the station.
Oh my God, you are like so ridiculous right now.
I know.
But wait, I can't wait to Eric how you acted on this show. He gonna bust the good laughing. Oh my God.
Oh, this has been incredible. And you've been listening to the Soul 70 Show, Kulin Green, Tiffany, thank you so much. Please join us next week. This is Studio W The Buzz, your global radio network. Across the globe and around the universe, there's nothing, please believe me, nothing like this across the universe and around the world. Kulin, Tiffany, thank you.
I'm out.
I don't blame you. I would be too. All right, let's
hilarious.
Do that. Hilarious.
Peace out.
Oh, I've got a song.